My guest today is Cher Tsou. Welcome to KABU, Cher.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Tell us your position relative to the arrest and the protest and arrest on Monday at the Vancouver Terminal Station.
I was there with the group on the side for any media questions and questions that arise. I am acquaintances of the two arrestees that locked down.
I see. And I should correct myself. I said on the site of the Vancouver Terminal, they're actually on a site in downtown Vancouver. Isn't that right, Cher?
Yes.
The site that's under development now near the waterfront. What happened? How did the, what was the protest? How many people came? What was it like? And what did y'all do?
There was about 20 to 25 people there. Two gentlemen locked down on the railway to stop the BNF train. The two gentlemen locked down on the railway against the BSNF train transporting crude oil to Tacoma. They did stop the train, and there was a sign directed to Governor Inslee to put a stop to this, to the Tesoro Savage terminal plant.
Two men were arrested. First of all, why would they arrest just two people? Were those the only two who walked onto the tracks? Is that what happened?
Yes. They were the only two that locked down to the track. They did stop the train, but it was rerouted to a different track, and so it did go on, and that train was also stopped by a different set of people. I don't know who did it, but they stopped it further down, about 70 miles, and so from what I understand, BSNF decided to stop the train entirely for that day.
You mean there was another demonstration, another group of people unrelated to yours who stopped the same train?
Yes.
70 miles away. I was surprised to understand, I don't know if this is correct, I'm assuming that the men are out of jail now. Is that right?
They were released on Tuesday, I believe.
Is it correct that they were charged with criminal trespassing and criminal conspiracy?
All I know is that they were arrested and released.
All right, this caught my attention. The idea of a conspiracy would be kind of disturbing if that's what the police are coming up with here.
Rather disturbing and probably most likely a far-fetched idea, in my opinion.
Right. Really reaching for some way to put the screws to these people.
Yes.
There was one detail in here I wanted, and that's reported that I wanted to ask you about. It says that the demonstrators placed around the area a pop-up garden of sunflowers. Is that correct? And what was that like?
Yes. They were umbrellas painted as sunflowers, and around the arrestees were pots of flowers.
I guess you were just trying to make the scene a little more lively and entertaining. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. And basically, that's what it was. And
okay.
Making it beautiful and, you know, a nice setting for the two to be in.
Well, you know, it is the site of a $1.5 billion redevelopment project by the city of Vancouver is promoting, and it is actually under construction. And it's stunning that they could be proposed to run four more mile-long oil trains through that site in the future, in the indefinite future. It's just unbelievable. Cher, one other question. We had understood, been following the terminal here closely at KABU, and we had understood that every indication was that there was no basis for approval, that the governor was in a position where all of the public input, all of the scientific input, all of the studies, and all of the reviews would firmly point the way against this proposal. And if that's the case, and now it's in the governor's hands, is there reason to think that the governor might somehow approve this?
The corporations and, I mean, historically, the corporations and our political leaders are, you know, kind of go hand in hand. There's a lot of money that it's going towards the communities. And so, yes, I feel like Governor Inslee could make the decision that maybe, you know, financially he feels like it could be better for the community, which I disagree with. There's money in the long run is what Governor Inslee is probably more so thinking about, and in the end, it's not enough. It's not going to save. It's not going to save us. Our environment is at a complete risk here. Our water, our air, and we need to start taking radical measures to get messages. Our voices heard, and things stopped.
Sure. Thank you. I guess the question I was really asking was, with all of the reasons not to do this, and with our, I guess we've convinced ourselves that the governor would not possibly support this decision, that you and your group fear that maybe he will because of the corporate connections. Is that right?
Yes, yes. And I feel like the public needs to have that in their heads, that that's a possibility, and to keep pressing Governor Inslee, call in and, you know, take direct action, protest, do whatever you can to get the attention of Governor Inslee, to know that we are watching what he's doing and how the community feels, because, you know, he is the voice, he is supposed to be the voice of the community. And so if people in the community are telling Governor Inslee that this is not what they want, then this, that is the steps he should be following instead of the money.
Sure. So thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking with you. If you are planning other events, please let us know. We'd like to make our listeners aware of them in the future.
I do know that there is a industrial storm water public comment meeting on August 22nd at Clark College Columbia Technical Center. There will be a rally and a hearing. So any interested on more information and having your voice heard, that's another avenue to take.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.